Today's learning is sponsored by Schutz HaChosin Moshe Steinmetz Vakal Yechavit Frederberger. May the Bezeichet of all the Bais Nam Yisrael. Sponsored by Rabbi and Mrs. Moshe Berger. So we had yesterday, we're holding right now in Pei Aleph on the base, and we had yesterday the Gemara, the Mishnah talked about someone that killed someone, Shalei Be'edim, they put him into the kippah, and the next thing was they give him this, Lechem Sarah Mayim Lacha. So the Gemara we learned yesterday was the Gemara wanted to know, how do you know that he killed someone actually if there's no Edim? So the Gemara said three Tzurot to me, either Edis Michedes, one Edis off from one side, one from the other, or without Hasra, or the Edim were Muchash by the Bedikas, but not by the Chakirs. Okay, so now we're holding Umachilin Eise Lechem Tzar Umayim Lachatz. In between the two Mishnahs, like 8-10 lines off in the bottom. So Mishnah Chodik Tani Naisin Loy Lechem Tzar Umayim Lachatz. Our Mishnah says that you give him, I think Lechem Tzar is a taich of short, of small bread, and Mayim Lachatz is, I guess, measured water. I think that's the taich. If it's the difference there, so you let me know. What?
Scant, spearing bread and scant water.
Which means they're basically starving the fellow, in other words.
Yeah, they're
totally starving. Yeah. Umayishna hasam, in our first Mishnah, diktani machilin oisin soirim, ache kresoi misbakas, they feed him soirim until his stomach explodes. Rechari, what's the chilek? If kippah is giving soirim, so say our Mishnah say soirim. If it's giving him, just starving him, so say starving him in the first Mishnah. After the Gemara, Amar Rav Sheshes, Idi v'Idi, Noisin le'lachem tzar u'mayim lachas. Both kippahs, they put him in this holding pen, and they give him small amounts of water and bread. Ach yukden meinoi, until his intestines and stomach shrinks. V'hadr machin le'oi say sorim, and then they feed him sorim. Ach ekreis ha'misbakas, until his stomach just explodes on them. And that's how he's nifter. So basically, it's all one big procedure of doing kippah. First they starve him, and then they give him sirim. I'm just not sure here why the Mishnah, first Mishnah, if you should have said first you starve him in the first Mishnah, and then say later on, then you're giving him sirim. Why in the first Mishnah are we explaining the second part of the procedure, as opposed to saying Lechem Tzar Mayim Lachatz first? I'm just not sure. Okay. See Rashi's. V'adim Achim and I say Tzarim. Shen Loivchim Mesech Meyav, they expand in the stomach. M'teich Shehukden Meynai. And since his stomach and his intestines shrunk so much, Hu Nifka. He splits or explodes. Zok to Mishnah Vayter. Yeah.
I
mean, the guy's not going to want to eat. Well, the guy's going to be hungry.
He's going to want to. I'm saying he knows his outcome is death anyhow, but can he, like, have self-imposed, let's say, starvation? Or is this part of the procedure? Like, it's like ski, like, I can't say, you can't pick your. You can't pick your death. I mean, I'm saying the way the death is.
Carry it out. If he's far, the guy's going to want to end up eating something. He's not going to want to. President has their ways of getting.
I'm asking, right. I'm saying, you force feed him until his stomach's burnt. There's two ways of dying here. One is the hunger. The other way is, I thought the way this is going to happen is the father's going to cause the stomach to. Maybe that's a little more.
Not sure. Going to Mr. Kisva, Dr. Mishnah Vayter. Someone who steals a kisva. We will see afterwards in the Gemara what exactly is a kisva. Bahamikhalil bekoisim, and someone who curses somebody through a kaisim. We'll see also in the Gemara is going to explain how exactly he curses fellow through magic and stuff. Bahaboyal aramis, and someone who goes and lives with Aramis, or any guy, Lav Dafka Arami, so Kanoyim Poygim Boyim. So So this is in the rule of Kanayim Pagimai, which means, so Rashi explains, someone who's a kosher person, and he decides that I'm going to get upset for Hashem, so to speak. Means Hashem, when Hashem sees a bad act like this going on, Hashem gets angry. So I'm going to be angry, and I'm going to take it in the law in my own hands, and I'm just going to kill this fellow. We're going to see the Gemara, what exactly the limitations of this Kanayim Pagimai. We see it has to be while the guy's doing the Maisa, and he can't go and ask, he's got to go and not on reflex, but just like go and do it right away without asking, without second guessing and second thoughts.
You have to know this halacha.
Right, you have to know this halacha, but can I break it?
Not second guessing.
No, without like thinking, going and asking, should I do it? Should I be clearing around? Maybe, yeah, I'll do it tomorrow.
I have to remember what the halacha is. The halacha is. In that case, I'll kill.
That's
a little bit of hesitation.
But it's not hesitation in the aspect of going to Bezdin. Or let's say I see a guy stealing this. We'll see if it's a klisharis. I can go and ask him what's the din. You go and do it right away. Okay, so you know the din.
Okay,
that is the first part of the Mishnah. These dinim of Kanayim Pagimai. Kayin to Shemesh Betuma. Let's say a Kayin that did Avoida while he's tummy. So that's Aser. So Ein Achiv HaKehanim Mevin Oysi LeBezdin. His brothers, the other Kehanim, don't bring him to Bezdin. Ela Pirchei Kehuna. He's Pirchei Kehuna.
He's doing it or did it?
It seems to be the guy is doing it right now.
Right.
Ela Pirchei Kehuna. These young Kehanim that have not done Avodah yet themselves. So I think I saw, like, they're a little upset. This guy is a tummy. We're waiting on the assembly line till we're 30, whatever it is, to do Avodah. And this guy is just a tummy, and he's mocking himself like he's a great Sikoyan. So they take care of him. They take him outside of the Zorom. And they, means literally, they crack his head. His brain, the gizrim with pieces of wood. You're saying if he did it, if it means kohen sheshim, you're saying that
the others are in present tense,
right?
Present tense meaning they have to be doing the avera. It can't be after the fact. I don't think. Is that true?
Actually, I'm wrong because Shemesh Betuma, he was telling me before it happened.
I thought he was doing that Avodah. They have been doing that Avodah right now. And the word here, it means Shemesh.
Shemesh Betuma. This is, the other three are doing the song. But over here, he was telling me before he started.
One second. Hagoyim is a kitzva. The first case, he's steal.
He
how you say he's the stealer of them?
Not a gunav.
Right.
But here's the Tuma aspect.
Now, could other...
These are all in the present tense.
Okay.
They have to be, because that's the whole...
That's the din. Right. That's fine. What about a Yisrael? If Yisrael sees a guy going, a Kayin going Betuma, doing a Vayda Betuma, does Yisrael have a right to go and kill a bunch of Yisraelim, young Yisraelim, go and beat the guy up? Yes?
Practically, there aren't going to be Yisraelim in the Zorah.
What? They're not just Yisrael.
Well,
they can see the guy. They can see this tummy guy walking on his back.
They can see the guy, but they can't get to him to drag him out.
So they could run in there potentially.
It's the people, practically, the people who are the in the Azara are going to be various kinds.
Okay, so first of all, that thing of going into the Azara, I saw him. There was a Rashi in the Rashi. I don't know if you noticed. The Rashi says that Yisrael could potentially go into there to do. Just do an avodah hatzlichta shechita. He could go all the way up, even in spots where really. So that which he can't go up there. If he sees the guy doing running, on the mizbech, he can chase him down on there. But they say over here that who's he bringing? Sapnas Panach said only Kayanim could do it because what was the reason here? Not sure his reason was because the only the pirikuna. Why? What about regular Kehanim? Would a regular Kehanim go and beat this guy up?
Tuma,
right. So they didn't want. They got tummy. So only the younger ones. I'm not sure what his lumness is. Why he said only a Kayahanim would do it, but not Yisrael. Maybe it's because of that. It could be, I always thought it's anyone that hasn't till like the age 30, but I could be wrong.
It says you're 13 to 20.
Okay. The reason why they're called Perikun, I saw just because they're like prachim, like their beard starting to grow a little, so they're of prachim, but I thought it was older, but okay, if they say it's younger.
That's going to explain why Pirkei you're going to say.
No, I always thought Pirikunim was until you know, younger kind of, until they were eligible to do Avodah. I always thought that was like 25, 30, you know.
You want
to
say why Pirikunim versus regular?
Regular Kehanim, because they don't want to be tummy, they don't want to turn tummy. They don't want to lose out the chance to do Avodah. Pirikunim aren't doing Avodah anyways. The Kehanim in training, whatever you want to call them.
Rabbi?
Mm-hmm.
With both this Mishnah and the previous Mishnah, where we talked about
is it mandatory or discretion? Do those, in this mission, is the Kohanim, if they can, have to kill him, or may they kill him?
They feel upset about
you. The holding Kanaim, you want to know the holding Kanaim, to keep or Kanaim Pagimai, there's two separate things here. The mission before, that's Bezin's business, to take care of Kippa. That you have to know what with the Dinder Abano we discussed yesterday, it was just Tama a Chumrah, maybe like a Chumrah, or maybe because of Yatra Mikabecha, you want to get rid of the bad thing. That could be maybe an Aftamina, and how you, in, if there's actual Chiva on the Bezin to take it, to kill the guy, Kippah. But here, if a guy sees it, you know, if he's a Kanoi, he's got to make Cheshbon Nefesh. Am I a Kanoi? If he's not a Kanoi, then he has no right killing him. Right? Means if a guy sees somebody stealing this kisva, it's called the Glossini Mar, it's a klisharis. But he's not a kanoi. Is he? You're not such a hada. You see, okay, you think, okay, the guy is not, but he has stealing issues.
Okay, but let's say he is. He knows he is. They know he is. There's no question as to his status of being a kanoi.
Okay.
Does he have to do it? Is he now obligated to carry this out? And the same with.
I saw them discussing it. In the back of this Masifti where they have like a whole 10 pages on this Indian of Kanoim. I think he wants to know, is it a Rishus or it's a Mitzvah? So they bring down a bunch of different sheetahs.
One second,
just tell you what he said, more or less what he said in here. Mishnah Melech seems to say it's not a Mitzvah. If it's a Mitzvah, then you have to actually go and do it. If it's not a Mitzvah, it's a Rishus. So then if you're not like in the mood or you're afraid you're going to get hurt or whatever the situation would be, then you wouldn't have to do it. Well, let me just finish up, yeah?
And in the previous Mishnah, I didn't bring it up then, but it seemed like there was all kinds of wiggle room, so to speak, for a base in to decide whether or not this is a case where it's pursuing or not. I mean,
what do you mean? Where do we?
Because there's so many things that could go wrong with the ability of the Beis Din to actually execute it.
Right.
It's so difficult to do.
Exactly.
And then there's so many other cases where you know he did it. Let's say there weren't two or he confessed by himself. There would be so many circumstances.
The Beis Din can't kill the guy Kippah that way. The guy comes in and might do it. The Beis Din can't do Kippah. That wasn't, not... But the lock, like we saw in the other Gemara, they'll lock him up. They're not going to let him run around free. That's for sure.
Until
the case where the Reitzkin got mixed in other Reitzkin, you're not getting. Patron doesn't mean pater. That you go and it's free for the rest of your life. It means you're sitting in jail for a long time, locking the key and then you know locking it up and throwing out the key. So then, that's how I get it.
For 8 years of this call, we've been hearing you know it's going to be taken care of with Shemayim. You don't have to give him.
It will be taken care of with Shemayim, but still, Bezin could lock a guy up. Doesn't it's not a problem. Bezin to lock someone up.
Okay. But this is not locking someone up in the previous Mishnah or here. We're actually
keeping. Right.
So I'm just asking.
I'm not sure what your question is right now.
The question is it discretionary or is it mandatory?
For Bez and Kippa, I would say it's probably mandatory. If it falls into their rule book and the guidelines come out correct and you could do Kippa, then Bez is in a new Kippa. Bez is not scared of anybody. They're going to do it and that's it. So it's a mitzvah and bezin to keep it, if it's possible. If they can't, if they don't have any aid in that the guy killed somebody or something like that, like a real case, right, comes in Bezdin and says that the Bezdin can't do it. They're stuck. There's rules. Now you leave it up to Hashem. But more than that, I don't.
But first of all, these people that are doing this, the perpetrator, they're doing the Bezdin. They had Hasra, and they have. We have to know that Zimri is because he was a Chaver. Is that why?
You want to know where he got us from? We'll see the Gemara coming up soon.
Yeah, it had to be intentional. But number two is, what were we saying that if you're not, let's say you're a Talmud Chacham, right?
Right.
You're more of a subtle person. And then you see this act happening. You can't say, well, I'm subtle. I mean, not.
Well, it depends on.
I'm not aggressive. What are you not aggressive? Become aggressive and kill the person. If you everything else is under your category, how can you say, "Oh, it's not for me to do"? You better. It's your responsibility to do it. When you present as a judge yourself, "Oh, I'm a nice guy." You're a nice guy. That's fine, but you have to the kind of shame your mind now.
Okay, so then hopefully he'll step up and do it. But that's also it's only if it's a real mitzvah. If it's a rishus, then he's not really, you know. Okay, here. Right in the Mishnah, Zar Shishimish B'Mikdash, Rabbi Kiva Yemir B'Chenek, let's say a Zar did Avoida in the Beis HaMikdash, a non-Kayim. So what's the din there? So Kiva holds it gets Chenek, V'Chacham M'Mayim Rim B'Dei Shemayim, Chacham holds this Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Okay, Zok to Rashi. HaKisva M'Farish B'Gemara, Aramis Bas Oyevi Kachavim, a daughter of a Goy. Kanoim poigim boy, bnei adam kasherin, kosher people, hamis kanoim kinase shemakim. That are mekane the, I think the vengeance or the, I'm not sure how to say it in more English. Poigim boy, they attack him. Pishasha roynas the maisa while they see this maisa. Aval acher mikan and afterwards ein misasim misru lebezin. His misa is not masr lebezin. Talachol moshim misinayim. Talachol moshim misinayim. Poygin, mamisin, they kill him, kimoi, leich, upagaboy. Don't kill him. Gezirin, pakin. Pieces of wood, it means. Yeah, get the, shtiklich wood. Okay, my kisva. What does it mean, someone who goes and steals this kisva, that you could go and kanoi upagaboy? Amar of Yehuda, what this kisva is, klisharis. If someone steals a klisharis in the Beis HaMikdash, so then, you have a din of Kanoim Pagim Bay. V'chein Oymer of Eis K'sais HaNasech. The word Kisva comes from Eis K'sais HaNasech. These are those half pipes that were holding up the bread on the Shulchan. So, but similarly, if someone steals a Klisharis, we would go, do Kanoim Pagim Bay. Heicha Remiza, where is this Remez? Where's the Remez for this? And you could go and kill the fellow that the perpetrator that's taking this klisharis, because the pasuk says v'loyavoyu lirois, and they should not come to see kivalas the kodesh v'meisim. We'll see Rashi how you see that from this pasuk. Okay, zok Rashi v'heichor misa the shayach v'misa. Where do we see that this person is possible to be put to death for stealing this kivalas the kodesh washing ganav. Shemavlin umachbin. A gaganet, he goes and he hides and he doesn't let himself be seen. Now Rashi, this is a source of big machlokes you're shining here. Rashi's going to say it right now. The remez ba'almu. This limud here, v'loyavoy lirois, is really only a remez ba'almu. V'loy mikro nafik. That which you know that you could kill someone else, kanoyim pagim boy, from this pasuk, it's only a remez. The pasuk is not really going to teach you this din. The main pasuk is talking about levim. Shehuzru, they are muzar. Shloi lirois besilik masois. They should not see when they're silik masois. What's the word? A silik is like the closing up of the masois when they disassemble the mishkan. They should not be looking. B'shas achnosis kelim nartik shelen. When you put the kelim of the mishkan into their holders. Aaron, the Kehanim, would be Mechasin and Mizbechus. K'moshe Kasev Sham, like it's written there, Ubo Aaron, Vinesoyam, Veridu. So Aaron came, the Kehanim came, they put the kalim in to the different holders and different coverings, and then Levim came and they were the Levim held the stuff, the Kalei HaMishkan.
They should not what, look?
They're not allowed to look.
They're not allowed to look?
While the Kehanim are putting this stuff in. What's the problem? You gotta know your job.
I know my job, I'm looking.
You're cutting, you're gonna end things.
I'm not,
but Levim aren't allowed to. So the Ramban learns that this is a real actually limud. This pasuk is coming to tell you that someone who steals a klisharis, this is a makar. Rashi says it's only a remez because, you know, we learn out for this looking business. Ramban says no, this is a klar makar for stealing a klisharis. And I says remez. So remez, you do find that remez, it could be used for a actual, even though the Torah, it says in the pasuk, the feirish, and it's not really a remez. Also, the question is the guy ever like signife? The pasuk says the Torah says like signife. Is the guy over here like signife, or he's not over like signife? So, like, what happened to the classic dinner like signife? So, there's machlekes here. If the Michas Chinuch seems to say that you are over like signife, because what does it make a difference if he steals from a hadyet or he steals from a hakdish? Other mafreshim seem to say that there's no like signife here even. Because if you think about it, potentially if he takes it, he's never cutting. He can't really steal klisharis because they still always belong to Hektish. So you have to know how to get the actually iser of lay signif here in the first place. But if you see the guy taking it, forget about lay signif. He's still going to be eligible to being executed by this kanoi.
Should this be done if this person is doing it for the mikdash itself?
No, if he's going to check the carpet and needs a mizrak or he needs something,
no.
So then that pashi is allowed to use. It's not a shiloh.
Not needing it. He's having guests to his house who'd like to have a very nice little mizbeach on his porch.
Then he's going to be with that Baal Shatzer that started using the klisharis and he got.
I don't know if Baal Shatzer. I'm saying yes. Is that now we're back to the same situation is who can kill him? The hugs will not differ.
So, no, the kiss does not only count, it's anybody.
I'm asking, it depends where it was done.
Okay. But it's not Dafka Kehanim. Let's get something straight. Someone physically shards anybody. Not only Pirkei, but everyone who's a Kanoi could go and kill this fellow.
Okay, but if it would be in the Mikdash.
Then Kehanim maybe will get him.
I'm saying.
Yeah, okay.
You know, and also, just in general, there are only certain situations where you can apply this Kanoim Pogadbon?
You want to know, by other mitzvahs, could you say Kanoim Pogadbon? Let's say a guy sees the guy in the Chal Shabbos. Could you yank him out of his car and rip him to shreds? Is that what you want to know?
I wouldn't do that. The rock thing I like a lot better. But
well, it's the same type of thing.
Yeah.
Well, I think it's only these. I don't remember if I saw that other mitzvahs you say Kanoim Pogadbon. I don't remember. I'll check it. Yeah.
Is it any time this fellow in possession of this thing, or
That's a very good question. So they say that it has to be while it's still in his possession. Hold on a second. Just give me a second here. I saw here.
We have a quote, everybody.
Yeah, I saw. I don't remember what I said. I saw. I think it has to be still in his possession. Suppose that he didn't give it back, or he didn't decide to give it back, and they have to know that he doesn't plan on giving it back. I'll try to tell you after this year.
What is the difference between this and regular
Mayel Behekdesh? See, Mayel Behekdesh, you could just, like, use it. You're not stealing it, you're using it. Let's say you're using the knife to cut your salad. It's not so much of a geneva as opposed to. I'll check out after I'll get back to you.
Achashverosh would then guilty of this.
Yeah, but who's going to start with Achashverosh? He's the king.
I understand that. But he's guilty of this?
Yeah, of course, he's using a cliché. He's a czar, he's tame, he's got a whole bunch of other baggage on him.
So, the problem is he's a king, if he said Mordechai should have killed him?
You know, he should have, could have, he couldn't. Fucking Morvaitu. Vamakal Kaisim, someone who curses through a Kaisim. So Tanner of Yasif, Yasif learns, Yake Kaisim is Kaisma. He says that this magic should kill, should hit, should curse the Kaisma, which is like sort of Hashem. Okay. That's one way how he does it. Rabbanami Tamer Rabba Bar Mari Amri Yakeyu Kaisam Loi. Let's say a guy is doing black magic, let's say whatever type of magic he's doing, and he's saying this magic should hit Ruvain, this other guy next to me that doesn't like Ulu Kainai Ulu Maknai. So the one that owns him and the one that owns it be Maknai to the Bria. It means Hashem. He wants to curse, he curses this guy through his magic, and he curses Hashem along with him. So in those cases, if you see someone doing it, so you have Kanoim plaguing by. Yeah, let's see, Rashi's over here. Yake Kaisim es Kaisma. Shemakal Krapi Mali is cursing towards Hashem, Kaisim, with a spell. How do they tell? What's the exact type of Kaisim? Spell or magic or something. Yake Kaisim es Kaisma. Kind of crapping Milo. So noising some elu believing these stuff in his heart. High kaisim made of shu yire the yesh b'keil kal. He thinks this magic has the craft to go and curse. Kakeo kaisim mikal chaver. He curses his friends. Vaymer yakeo kaisim hazeh. This sorcerer should hit him. Loi to him ule kainay lemaknay. Kind of crapping Milo. Shu kainay toilam. He owns the world. Umakta the Briyasov as Toiva. His Makta the Briya is his good, the goodness. Okay. Avoyal Ram. Zaktimor. Baimine Rav Kana me Rav. Rav Kana asked him Rav. Loi Pogu Boy Kanoim Mahu. Let's say the Kanoim didn't end up getting to him while he's still doing Avera. And he's not doing Avera anymore. It's a week later. So what is the din? So, Inshe Rav Legamri. Rav forgot what the din was. He didn't have an answer for Rav Kahana. So Akrayu Rav Kahana Bachalme, he read to Rav Kahana in a dream. Bugda, it's going to be a whole long pause here. Bugda Yehuda, Yehuda like rebelled. Soyavu Nasus and Tehavu was Nasus be Yisrael Bishulayim. Kichila Yehuda Kodesh Hashem Asher Oev Ubo Abas El Necha. That's what the pasuk they read to Rav Kahana in the dream. So Amrle Hachia crying. So Rav Kahana came to Rav the next morning and he said, "You know what? This is pasuk they read me in the dream." So Adkiri Rav Legamri. Rav remembered the whole the Gemara now. So he touched up the pasuk like this. Bavda Yehuda. What does it mean? Yehuda rebelled. Zu avoydus kechavim. This is avoydus zara. They did avoydus zara. Chen Oimer came begat and be beis Yisrael. Nu Mashem. That's the first part of the pasuk. V'teiv anasis b'Yisrael b'Yishalayim. What's that referring to? Zem mishkav zachar. This is mishkav zachar. Chaynu oimer v'zachar le'sishka mishkav yisha. Teiv v'hi. So you see the pasuk uses the word teiv in reference to mishkav zachar. Kichila Yehuda kodesh Hashem zuzayna. Chaynu oimer lo yisiya kadesha b'nais Yisrael. Uba b'asal ne'echer z'abba l'kusis. So this is someone that lives in the kusis. And what does it say afterwards? Iksiv Basrei, in the pasuk of Malachi, Yachris Hashem l'ish asher yasen erev ha'inam. Hashem will cut him off. Me'alei Yaakov u'magash min Hashem tzvakot. So the Gemara Darshan is like this. Im tam. One second. Okay, so before we see that from Yachris Hashem, Hashem is going to give karis to anybody that does this ma'isa of Habayos the Ramis, and I guess all this other stuff in the pasuk is not going to be either. Hashem will give the guy karis. So we see the answer to Rav Kahana Shaila was what the question was: what do they do if they couldn't do Kanayim Pagim? What would happen if they don't do Kanayim Pagim? So the answer is this guy will get karis. Okay. So the Gemara says the Gemara is going to darshin in Tam Chacham who if he's a Tam Chacham lo yil er b'chachamim. If this guy that did this Avera is a Talmud Chacham, he's not going to have Er B'Chachamim. So Er means someone who is sharp to handle in learning with the Chachamim. Or I saw another cube shot that Er means his kids are going to be constantly falling asleep, like a lesson of Er being awake. And someone that falls asleep in the base menu shalat, his Torah is more or less is not the Torahim, and it's not a good learning. So that is what Er means. But Aynav Tamidim, he's not going to have someone that's going to be able to answer back in the amongst the Tamidim of the yeshiva. He's going to have not, his kids aren't going to be good in learning, so to speak. Im Kayin Hu, if he's a Kayin, Lo Yei Lo Ben Magish Mincha Hashem Tzvakas. He's not going to have a kid that is going to be the Makrav Mincha. I think it means because he's a Chol now. Okay. Amar B'chia Bar Avuya, Kala Bar Akusis, anyone who lives with Akusis, and that's all Goyim, Kilu Mischatin Ba'avodis Kechavim. It's like he's Mischatin, he actually married a Avodah Zara. Hiksivu Ba'al Basel Necher. Chibas Yesh Le'al Necher, is there a daughter to a god of a Goyish god? Alazel Bar Akusis. This is someone that lives with Akusis. Let's see, Rashi's here. Tap of the Amid, Pei Beis Amin Aleph, Lech Hagu Bei Kanoim Mau. Ma Oynish B'Dover. What is Oynish? Anche Rav Ligamri. Shokach Masha Gomer Min Rabbi. B'Dover is there. He forgot what he learned from his Rabbi. V'lo Yada Leshivi. Did not know what to answer. Chein Oymer V'Ez Zachor. Say for the Kra Ta'evahi. And then the Pasuk says Ta'evahi. Zoyna Mufkeres. She's Mufkar to do his nuts. Afili Yisraelis. Doesn't have to be a guy. If he's Yisraelis, Chas Shalom will do this. So she's also have Din Zoyna. Kidesh Mafkir Kedusha, he's Mafkir Kedusha, Vahilus Lirdev Znus, and he runs after Znus. Kidesh Michalel is Kedusha, she's Michal her Kedusha. Chen Kaidish Michal Kedusha, so Michal is Kedusha. Okay, now we're going to have a fascinating Gemara here about the skull of Yoyakim. Yoyakim was one of the later kings of the Yidin over there, of Machi Yehuda, and Nebuchadnezzar. And Hashem wanted to destroy the world when Yoyakim was the king, but since there was Tzaddikim over there, so Hashem decided, you know, I'll leave the world be. But it said that he was going to, the Pasuk said that he's going to have a Shrek Lecha Einish. We'll see the Zoyz Vayda Acheres. But Nebuchadnezzar was taking him in Galus, and he died along the way. So the Yalkut says that either Nebuchadnezzar stuck him into a camel, and like did a surgery on a camel, put him in a camel and stuffed his body in there, so he was part of a donkey. Or he was cut up and he was given to the dogs, pieces of his body were given to the dogs and to the chamor. So let's see, the Gemara is going to talk about his actual skull. Vama Rab Chia Bar Avuya. We just had a member from Chia Bar Avuya, so we're bringing down another member. Kasav Al Gulgasay Shel Yoyakim. It was written on the skull of Yoyakim, Zois Vayacheres. This and another punishment. The first punishment, like we spoke, and we're going to see what happened over here. Zikenai de Rebbe Preda, the grandfather of Rebbe Preda, which was Rebbe Chia Bar Avuya. Okay. Ashkech Hu Gulgasa. He found a skull, Gavishadya Bishari Yushalayim, which was just sitting in the gates of Yushalayim. It was sitting over there. Gavikostav Alei, it was written on it, Zois Vayracheres. Okay, didn't know what to do with it. So Kavre, he buried the skull, Vahadunavag, and it floated up to the top. It didn't let itself be buried. It kept on popping up out of the ground. Kavre Vahadunavag. He buried it again, and it kept on floating up. Amar Hai Gugasa Shayayakim. He said, this is the skull of Yoyakim. Tiksibe kivuras chamor yikaver. He will be buried like a chamor. Sachuv means, which means drag. Vahashlech mehalu l'shar Yushalayim. He's thrown outside Yushalayim. So, Amar, he said, Malku, Yoyakim was the king. You know he's a bad king, but v'lav arachara l'vizuye. Malku, it's not arachara, it's for a king. No matter how bad he was, to be in such a state of bizarre that his skull should be laying there, not buried. So what did he do? He shockway, he took the skull, karate bishiroi, he wrapped it with silk. So I used to make this sifta. He put it in a sifta, I think that means in a box. So now the skull is sitting in his box, and his wife doesn't have any idea what's going on. So Asay Devisay, his wife came. Chazisay, she saw the skull sitting there, all wrapped up. Now, because she went out, she went and told her neighbor, you know, plainest, there's a skull sitting in my pantry here, wrapped up. Amrilay Hayitza, hi. So they Amrilah. So she told the neighbor, told her, the wife, Hayitza Kamaisa. This is really his first wife's skull. Deloy Kamanchile. He doesn't want to forget about her, so therefore he's still saving it. It's like the people have their cats on the mantelpiece, all cremated. But this is, I guess, this is the real skull. Yes.
Who would do that? That dried out almost no need to test.
It does. It even does. Who cares? I think it's going to carry tumma for sure. Yeah.
Yeah, so it's going to be there. It's going to be tumma sidled then.
Okay. Maybe it's outside. Maybe he kept it in the shed.
Yeah, I mean, one would have to say this outside someplace, preferably without a roof.
But maybe he kept it in a space that the tumma sidled couldn't go. Unless he had it in a box that it was more than pesach. You couldn't make a situation where the
tumma sidled. That was the problem. Is you just opened it up and just crashed your whole house.
Right, okay.
We
have it in a box.
But it was still
wrapped in the itself. Yeah, so it still could be tummy.
He wasn't planning for anybody to open it.
Okay, it's a kasha and a maisa. That's really what it is. So the Gemara says over here, so what they do, Shagotzel Tanura, she threw it into the fire, Vikalsa, and it burned. Kiyasa, now when Reb Chibaravoya came in, and he saw, he looked in checked out for the skull, so Amar, he said, this, that it was just floating around, and it wasn't buried for a while, and also got burned. Okay, Adkana Maisa, let's just see the Rashis on this. Zoyz Vayracheres, I'm sorry, Rashi before that, the first skinny line. Kasev al Gulgasi Shayayakim, Mishur Memchia Baravuya Nakala. Since Memchia Baravuya said the first number, so we bring this down also. Zoyz Vayracheres, Nekama Nasis Bakvar, i.e., Nekama happened on him already. Vayracheres Tasaba, and another thing should also happen. To came there a Predom, who Memchia Baravuya, he's Memchia Baravuya, Vahachay Armina Bechelik. This is what we say, the Gemara is going to bring the same thing down in Chelik. Novog, a bit. Bitzbitzam, the Yatsumik Virasa. It like surfaced and it came out of the Kfura. Kfura Kamara Mushach Virachaiv is thrown around in the street. The Sifta Argus in a box. The Shivsa Lishchainaseya. So the Shchainaseya, turn the neighbors. Like a manchi, Eden Shkachas Milibai. It's not forgotten. Shagrasa Tanura, Hisika is a Tanur, she lit up the Tanur, and she is gonna, and then she burned. And it is burned. Okay, Zach Gemara Vaitim. Because Reb Chiya Bar Avuya brought down the other member of Kol Abal Akusis Kilu Meskatan Vayitz Kechavim. So he's this other story, so he's gonna finish it off, say another story. Kiyasa Rav Vimi, when Rav Vimi came, Omar Beis Dino Yisha Chashmanoi, he said that Beis Dino Chashmanoim Gazru. What were they guys there? Habal Akusis, someone who's Baal Akusis, Chayiv Oleha Mishum Nashga. Now we're going to see in Rashi all these different, I think it's, all these different nida shifcha, all these things that this nashka, the simon stands for. You're not really going to be chay. We'll see exactly if it's a chiyav or just it's a similar type of thing. But nashka means a nida, a shifcha, gimel is goya, and aleph is eshesish. Ki asam rabin amar mishum nashgaz. The Gemara says, nida, shivcha, agoya, and a zayna. Al mishum ishus leslu. They don't. The ishus is not the aleph for ishus. He doesn't. He's going to argue and holds no. You're not going to be chayiv that. Vidach and the other man number holds you are chayiv as ishus. Nishayayu vadilei mafkri. They are for sure not mafkri their wives. Therefore, there is going to be some sort of ishus ish here. Let's see Rashi's. Chai v'leh, klaimer, nenish ba mishum kolelu. It's possible to get oynish for all of them. Nida, now, apa pi, shadam kusis kadam behema, a dam of a goy is really like dam behema. So there's certain, so why you chayav as nida? There's no damn nidas by a behema. So zok there. So a goy should neither have because the goy is like a behema. Mikomakim mis v'chilo. It's mis and it's a chilo kedusha Hashem. So it's not really damn nida, but it's some sort of mis and it's a chilo Hashem. So that is nida, and that's how Rashi explains on nida's lav dafka. Shifcha shehi kishifcha etzlay. She her, compared to a yin. She has a din like a shifcha. She knesses Yisrael gevir nikris. Knesses, the Yidin are always called gevir, are like royalty. And this guy is Sama, a low-life guy. Oyved is kechavim. The pasuk says, loy tischatin bam. You cannot be mischatin with a guy. Ki yasir. Kala mesirus is a leiv mashma. Anyone who is going to sway your heart. Okay. And Rashi says, umiyo lab loy tischatin leka. There's a part. There's a lav in the Torah. He cannot get married to a goy. He's not eligible for this lav, because the right is there are chasas mashmi. You have to actually go and get married, not just go and live with a kusi. Ubezin shal chashmenoyim gazul delifer shemenu mishum kalani. The bezin of the chashmenoyim bezin, they were geyser to be pirish because of all these reasons. But these aren't actually. You're not going to go and give the guy malchus because of neither or because of getting married to a guy. The Mimak is married this over here.
Well, this is not a Kanoim Pagamboy here?
There is Kanoim Pagamboy. Of course. Yeah. Anyone's Baal Akus is Kanoim Pagamboy. But they also put on this extra Chiyuvim on the guy of Nashgaz or
no,
Nashgaz.
If it was a Kasna, if you married her, about marriage, no marriage by
going. No.
If you would marry her,
then there'd be like the Tiskatin. Actually,
that's
make a Tiskatin. That's a lot of the Tiskatin. Then you get the regular Malkus like the Tiskatin.
But one man band, the cater, then you get a lav.
Correct.
And if you do it, let's say, not in that
atmosphere, environment, yeah.
You get killed.
You could get there also could be a din of Kanaim Pagan by there. Let's say just because you get a lav doesn't mean you don't have a Kanaim Pagan by, right?
The lav is the Oynish. I'm trying to figure out why are we differentiating between being married to a Goya or living with her.
He's just differentiating in the lav. There could be Kanaim Pagan by on both.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Why not?
Right,
it's called Baal Akusis. It's included on Baal Akusis.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And if a Goyish lady comes to us just to marry, is that
you want to know how Pichus Geirus they allowed to do that? That's the Rabban's job to decide what's going on. Usually they don't like doing that, but a lot of times, unfortunately, they end up doing that just because the way the situation works out. Whether they're married before ready or whether they have kids, different things to try to get around different problems. But l'chachila, someone likes the guy and they want to bring the guy into bed because they want to get married, they'll tell him like, go blow. Kara. Not answering for Shimshin. Zok to Rashi's Vaiter. Eishit ish. Vlam mamish. That's not a real ishus. The kedushin lesser. There's no kedushin. Umiyul ishus ish dami. It's similar to ishus. V'chayv lifer shemeni. He's chayv to get away from her. Shlo yeh ruggle be ishus ish. We don't want him doing this, so he shouldn't be ruggle in ishus ish. Our other sheet to hold. Ishus ain lam shestam kusi. Shestam kusi mufkeres. She's mufker v'ainu michaz tabayla. She's not michaz tabayla. V'lo dami ishus ish. She's not doyimet to ishus ish. Okay, talk to you more about them. Dinim of Kanoim Pagamboy. Amar Chizdom, Haba Limlech, someone who comes and asks what to do by Kanoim Pagamboy. Should I do it or shouldn't I do it? Amar Limlech. We do not pass into the guy, you should go Kanoim Pagamboy. Means you have to know on yourself, you have to be Azam, cocked up, worked up. That's being right, it's natural. Itmar Nami, Amar Rav Rachanis, another dinim of Kanoim Plug. Amar Bishma.
So the other one says Pirche Kohuna takes care of the mice. Is that, and I was just no older Kohen tells the fifth Kohen, hey, look what's going on here, do something about it.
So
does that take out of being Kanoi?
Well, if the guy sees, if you see something, and the other guy still sees the mind, Reuven tells Shimon, see this guy stealing this thing, or right? So then he also has been kanoi. As long as you see what's going on. You're not going to tell the guy to go do it. And also another thing. Elishim Pirish Zimri. Now we're talking about the Maitza of Zimri, who's the Nasi of Shevet Shimon, when he went to Cosby. So there, and Pirchus went and was a Kanai and went and killed Zimri. So now, Shem Pirish Zimri. Let's say Zimri would have stopped doing the Maitza. Now, Bahargat Pinchas. And then Pinchas would go and kill Zimri now, after the Maisa. So now, Rav Zaglav, Pinchas would be potentially eligible for Misa because he killed the Yid. You only say Kanoim Pagim when you're actually, when the guy is actually doing the Avera. But if not doing the Avera anymore, so then Pinchas has no right to kill him. The Kanoim Pagim stops. As soon as the perpetrator stops doing Avera, no more Kanaim Pagim.
Separated means not stop doing the Avera, meaning he finished it.
He's done the Avera, he stopped.
Not that he started it and said, this is ridiculous. It means he did the whole Avera, he's a complete loser.
Okay, I understand.
It's interesting what Rosh said, or just in the Shalom Geneva, you have something in your shus.
Right.
Whole reg of a rega.
You have in Geneva right now.
Having right. An entrance.
So, okay, but just getting back to this din here of when the guy stopped that veer. I mean, the guy didn't have veer, he's a bad guy. So why Takedonia kill? Why can't you kill him afterwards? All of a sudden, your kanoyus, your temper meter, all of a sudden goes down after the guy did the avera. What's Hakim shot after the guy did the avera? If you're so mad at the guy for doing the avera, and you're so worked up, so the guy stopped doing the avera, you're all of a sudden, he's like a good guy now? What happened? So, they say a few trappings. Either they say that maybe the guy did tshuva afterwards, ready? So then you got no right, who gives you a right? Or it's halacha moish misinai, that's just a dinim. And I saw another shot here. What was he using? Second. Or the Parat Rachmanis on the guy. There's a certain element of Rachmanis that is only when he's doing it, then Hashem gives you the green light. When the guy's not doing that very anymore, there's no more green light. Okay. The next din over here, Napach Zimri. Let's say Zimri would have turned over, and he's still doing that Vera, Vahagel the Pinchas. And would have killed Pinchas, a Naragalov. He would not get killed. Means Zimri is doing that Vera, Pinchas is coming to kill him. Zimri could turn around and take out his knife or his gun or whatever it is and kill Pinchas. Why? Shai Roidifu. He's a Roidif. Pinchas has a din of a Roidif. So the din of Roidif is that anyone that want that especially the Nirdif could go and kill the Roidif here, right? Therefore, if he wants to come and if Zimri were to turn and that could kill Pinchas, he's puffed from killing.
Why?
What?
Why?
Pinchas is right. Pinchas is right after Zimri. He got his big knife in his hand. He's going to kill Zimri.
Right.
Zimri could turn around and say, "I got you first," and slide and attack him.
Hmm. That's like saying, Bez is about to give Skila to someone. This guy. And between his ears and knife, he's
going to
kill the executor and he punches him. You know, that's what we're saying?
Say that again. He's going to kill
the guy's
about to
skill
up. Yeah.
Okay.
That's Vinny Bezdin. He's not a righted. Right is a guy running down the block after a guy with
the same mitzvah as the.
Bezdin does not have a dinner righted. Cut it out. Come on.
No, I'm saying, what I'm trying to say is, just like in that case, he's not a righted. Just because Pinchas is chasing
Because this, doesn't go with the regular din and bet. This goes with din of kanoim and pagan bet.
Which is a mitzvah to do, right?
Okay, right? So what? But doesn't it's not in Bezdin's business to take care of kanoim and pagan bet. Bezdin takes care of laws and rules.
I understand it is.
It's every Jew's personal responsibility of kanoim and pagan bet.
It's a mitzvah to do, right? That's why we call it right for. Right, if two people chase each other.
You still, there's no beds in you, you're still doing it yourself.
You
still have to understand. What, you don't understand why the guys didn't ever write this?
Yeah, I don't understand.
He's coming and chasing.
Look, he's chasing, not chasing. That's just the semantics. He's doing a mitzvah to kill the guy. If Bezdin can't do it because it doesn't have under those ad auspices, because I don't know why he can't.
Goal down, have a in a roadie.
Does Goyal Dam have din of Roidish? We saw it last year. Would we say for maybe? Yeah.
He
could defend himself, right?
Yeah,
he could. No.
What do you mean? Goyal Dam kill this guy, right? Kill the guy. I understand. Now, this guy, where's he going to Ari Bikolot?
He's outside. That's very complicated. He's outside.
Right.
He's the Ari Bikolot.
Meaning he has a way out, right? This is
Guy's Chayav Misa. Zimri is Chayav Misa. The main kasha in the sugi is like this. This is the kasha that you got to walk away from the sugi. This is everyone discusses it. The din of Roidif, a classic case of Roidif. One person is Reuven chasing after Shimon, and he's about to kill him. So the din is if you the nirdaf could kill the one that get the one that's getting chased to turn around and kill the chaser. Now there's also the din, you can't go and kill him. It looks like you could trip the guy up. Let's say the guy is chasing you with a banana. Akamevar, exactly. So the rule is Akamevar, if you could be Nitzom Akamevar of, so then you near this have no right to kill the righteous. So over here, Zimri, he could have been Pirish. Right? Why? Who gives him a right? Who gives him your right to go and kill Pinchas? Nitzom Akamevar, if you didn't Nitzom Akamevar, you're not allowed to kill the guy. So here you, Zimri, be Pirish, and you'll. Who gives Zimri a right to kill Pinchas? He could have been Pirish, and once you're Pirish, there's no more than Kanai playing, but it's no worse than being Matzim Acham Evar. This is what everyone discusses. What?
As soon as he's Pirish, then Pinchas can no longer kill him.
Right, so
at that point he doesn't even have to wound him.
Right, so that's better than Nitzel Mechem. There, by Nitzel Mechem, the Moshe, you could twist his hand, you could break his hand, then you'll drop his gun. Here, you can do even more. Anyone want to fuck a pirate today?
Like a hector to kill the guy, not more like a mitzvah.
So what?
And that's what it seems like from the halacha. It's a mitzvah to kill this guy, then you wouldn't have the right to go ahead and.
Who you talking about? The nearder for the chaser or the chasee?
The chaser.
Chaser's a righteous. And you want to class the case of righteous?
That's what I'm saying. It seems like he. The fact that he's able to kill is seems like a hector and not like a mitzvah, the way it seems from this halacha. If he was obligated to kill the guy, then the person whom Yaver would be able to kill him.
Why not?
Because it would be like Bezdin. The same way Bezdin is obligated to kill the guy, you can't go ahead and kill Bezdin.
The what? I can't hear. Did he announce him? No, we're gonna see. He ran. We're gonna see. That'll be tomorrow. Exactly how he got in. The whole story. The Zimri. You see, you said you think you never saw it coming in the first place. Right. So. But still, I'm saying maybe Zimri Lachar didn't know. I'm sure he knew. If he would have, let's say in a regular case of right. Let's say in a regular case of right. And I'm not right. In a regular case, let's say the guy would have seen. So why are you saying Hargai? So you're saying Enochanan?
Yeah, but in this case,
so the basic answer they say is the guy's not Mechuyev to be. To be punish himself from doing that avera. There's gotta be roidif and nirdif. There's other people involved. Let's say there's another person seeing. Then you'll say he nitzel acha meivar and stuff. But the guy doing the actual aveira, there's no din that he has to go and stop doing his aveira. He wants to live. Now the question is, the enechani wants to live, but the guy making the guy stop from doing the aveira, that you're not, you don't see. The question was, so let him stop doing the aveira, and then he'll be nitzel. That will be a way of saving nechami evar. The basic answer is that he's not mechuyev to stop doing the aveira in order to save. He's going to get kanechani. He's going to get killed.
Essentially, what you're saying is
then
no obligation. Pinchas is open the door and say, stop this now.
Right. Okay.
I'm still very. I cannot believe.
Yeah.
That he's called a rogue.
Who, Pinchas?
What?
Okay, well. Why? What's so sure he's being a righteous?
What's the difference between Bezdin killing someone and Pinchas killing someone? Bezdin is not doing. What's his name? Sorry, Pinchas is not doing this on his own. He's doing it for the Shem. The rest of the Shem is to become a Kanoi if you are.
Right.
Do the mitzvah of Mekadesh Shem Shemayim.
Mm-hmm.
So what kind of rodent is that? Executor from the Bezdin is called a rodent. But what do you mean? He's chasing him. And Pinchas chasing. First of all, the person that Bezdin is already dead. So,
you have to write it up. No problem.